Thank you. Welcome. My name is David Olive. I'm happy to serve as an informal moderator for the SOAC leaders as they look to a session to plan for Monday in Buenos Aires at the ICANN meeting. On the line, we have Jonathan Robinson, Olivier Krupin-LeBlanc, and Keith Drasik from the Registry, GNSO Council, and at large. I would like to, if you agree, the agenda would be as follows. Just this brief introduction, followed by a review by Rob Hogarth of the topics that we've gotten so far, as well as the other steps from the past that we've used in such meetings. And then three, to turn it over to you, of which the issues are the what topics, what format, and what logistics to follow for the session planned for that Monday in Buenos Aires. If there is agreement to move forward in this fashion, I would like to do so and turn it over to Rob Hogarth to provide a little detail of the paper that you see presented in front of you. Rob, please.
Thank you, David. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for that background, David. I appreciate that. We also have Nick Tomaso on the call with us, who is one of the original thought provokers for encouraging us to look into this session as a community. And so, Nick, you know, if you have anything that you want to clarify in my remarks or any additional things you want to add to it, please do so. I set up the paper in three major areas, as David noted: potential hot topics, so topics for you all to discuss during the session, potential formats and agendas, and then just some general logistical matters. I understand that we did get an email from Patrick Falstrom with some comments and feedback on it, and perhaps, David, you'll be able to play the role of Patrick informally later in the call to share some of those comments. By way of quick two-minute background, this is not the first time that a joint SOAC session has been organized or arranged. As I noted in the paper, there were three previous iterations of this type of session at public ICANN meetings. They were done back in the Cairo meeting, the Mexico City, and the Sydney meetings, and essentially evolved over time. I know that Chris Despain was hoping to join this call, and he might, you know, in the future be able to give some additional background on this. But as you may have seen from the paper, the evolution went from a very long two-hour sessions with a break in the middle with just the chairs of the CCNSO, ALAC, GAC, and GNSO, to then a broader degree of participation by almost all of the SOs and ACs, with each group having two or three representatives, and then to a third effort where the time frame was compressed a little bit more, and a more general discussion topic about ICANN operations, whereas the first two were much more focused on particular activities that were going on at the time or particular hot topic issues. So I guess this fourth iteration, as we look at it almost 4 years after the last attempt, is a somewhat shorter session of 90 minutes, and as Patrick suggests in his email, perhaps one or two topics, given the time frame that's available. So that's sort of the background. I can't share, because I honestly don't know why the session stopped after the Sydney meeting, or if there was another direction in terms of meeting planning. But I think this is a real opportunity for all of you to retest the concept, talk a little bit about where it might go, look at this as an initial sort of test to see if it can be a useful session. I know in some respects for this Buenos Aires meeting, it reflected itself as somewhat of a compromise, where I think the initial suggestion, Nick, that you and Sally had was to look at perhaps even a half day or a day of SOAC sessions. So I think it is a good opportunity to explore some of those things. I'll pause with that background before I get to the three main points, because I see Olivier has raised his hand, and I'll give him a chance to make a comment.
Thank you very much, Robert. Olivier Cavanagh speaking. Just to add, I think, that's not confirmed, but from what I had heard at the time, the session had stopped, or this type of session stopped, when the new GTLD program was launched, and the Monday afternoon was used by staff to be able to explain some of the applicant guidebook and perform some outreach with regards to how the AG was working and how the new GTLD program was moving forward. And that's why the sessions were not conducted, were not followed up.
Great. Thank you very much for that background. And that's a good segue, I guess, into potential topics. And David, with your blessing, I think the way to approach this might be to have me sort of introduce a section, then let there be some discussion, then go to the next phase. So, you know, first phase, hot topics. I put in the paper...
Jonathan Robinson has his hand up. Hold on, Jonathan. Excuse me a moment, Rob.
Thanks. Sorry to interrupt you, Rob. I just wanted to confirm, because it's relevant to the topics as well. I mean, I saw that Patrick suggested an hour per topic, and frankly, that was exactly what I had put on my sheet, a minimum of an hour per topic. So can you just remind us how long we've got? Because I think that reflects then on, you know, how we might want to sift out from the potential topics or additional topics.
Yes, certainly. Right now, my understanding is it is a 90-minute session. Is that correct, Tanzanika and Nick?
Yes,
great, thank you.
It will run right after the break following the opening ceremony, beginning at 10:30 a.m. and wrapping up at noon.
So it's
great,
kind of 2 by 45, 1 by 90, something like that we should be thinking about.
Yes, sir. And I think
yes.
Part of that will be driven by how many participants, some of the logistics in terms of your all's comfort level in terms of the order of speaking, how much you want folks to speak, whether you want it to be presentations or a dialogue. So I think that'll depend a little bit on format. There have been several topics suggested so far, either on the previous call or via email. I've laid those out there, not in any particular order. The names collision, mitigation risks, internet governance, particularly the Montevideo statement, issues of the names protection for IGOs and INGOs, and I'm reading this out because some folks will be listening on the recording. The future direction for GTLD directory services, who is, the future of ICANN meetings generally, consumer metrics, enforceability of the public interest considerations, and potential other new GTLD issues, and then I just threw in the concept of other there. So, David, I'll stop and allow you to moderate a short discussion or set of suggestions about either potentially some additional topics, maybe the issue that Jonathan and Patrick have raised about the number purely, and that'll help sort of narrow the discussion in terms of the potential options. So I'll stop there and let you guys discuss before we move on to the format and agenda.
Thank you, Rob. Jonathan, Olivier or Lars Johan, do you have any other comments?
Yeah, David, I'm happy to go ahead. I've got my hand up, and I'm happy to.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. David, I sort of looked through these, and as I said a moment ago, my initial take on this would be that we'd need approximately an hour per topic, and that's consistent with what Patrick has suggested in his written response. It's possible that we could squeeze that to 45 minutes. So my thought on this is, from where we are at the moment, given that we've got 90 minutes, my take on it would be that's one to two topics. Having said that, then, I would look over the topics, and my initial take on it was probably excluding adding additional, but from the sort of suggested initial list here, I looked at them as what is having the most impact. And I looked at the ICANN structure at the moment, and the way the organization seems to be structured and focused is that there's one significant area of focus on you know, operational matters that, that you know, Akram's GDD division and all of that, and the new GTLD program and all of that. And then there's another significant focus, which is on this whole external side of things, which is the internet governance framework. And so that led me to think that the topics one and two were probably most significant of that set, and both in terms of their importance and urgency right now. So one, because of its impact on the GTLD program, that's the name collision part, and two, the internet governance, because of its overall impact on ICANN itself. So I think that's where I got to in feeling that those were the primary two topics of the suggested list and likely to garner most attention and interest. I've got some thoughts on format, but I'll stop there for the moment. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jonathan, for those two those points. They would be name collision and internet governance, so as one and two for topics. Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc. Olivier.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. Thank you.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Thank you. So since the call for topics was sent out, I also, well, in the at-large community, we had a wiki page set up for the at-large Buenos Aires ACSO leadership meeting questions workspace, and we had a suggestion on policy and implementation. I know that this subject has been treated in the past ICANN meeting, but it was one which was reaching some interesting suggestions, and it's really an ICANN-wide issue that spans all ACs and SOs, and indeed also involves senior staff in more than a supervisory role. So that was one question. I know the GNSO has started its own working group, in which many others are involved as well. But this really, at the moment, is seen as a GNSO thing, and policy versus implementation is actually an ICANN-wide issue rather than just a GNSO one. So that was one topic that was tested. Another topic that has come to light and that is very recent is a topic that came to light last week in Bali. I was very lucky to be part of the people who were in Bali at the time, and it was suggested that there would be some discussion within ICANN, not only on the Montevideo statement, but on the proposal that was made to have a summit, or let's not call it a summit because I know that's a charged word, some kind of meeting taking place in Brazil. That would not be a Brazil-led meeting, that would not be an ICANN-led meeting, that would be a community, a wider internet community-led meeting, the details of which are still very woolly at the moment, but certainly a discussion within ICANN as to where we are going with this and whether there is support or no support or how, or what kind of support there could be from the ICANN community is something of importance. So that was something which I was going to suggest as a second topic, irrespective of what the first topic would be. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Before I go back to Jonathan, does Keith Drasik have a comment to make? Keith?
Yeah, thanks, David. Listening here, unfortunately, I'm not able to get into Adobe at the moment, but I think the internet governance area is something that's critical for us to discuss. Sort of ICANN's role on the greater stage, the international stage, particularly over the last several weeks. We've seen the Montevideo statement. We've seen Fadi travel to Brazil. And I think that there's been quite a few announcements or pronouncements about ICANN's role and ICANN's efforts. I think it's critical that we discuss the internet governance landscape and more specifically ICANN's role and the expectations of ICANN staff and senior management and the board looking ahead for the next 12 months. So I think that would absolutely be critical, and I think that ties in closely with what Olivier just recommended regarding the Brazil meeting coming up in 14. I guess just at a fairly high level, I think it's important for this particular session to be relevant to as many of the various SOs and ACs. I obviously I think name collision issues are still very, very relevant in light of the October 7th announcement from ICANN about the collision occurrence management plan. There's still a lot of work to be done on that plan, particularly the studies and the outreach plan. I think that that outreach plan in particular has relevance probably across SOACs. But I have a question. It's really about that name collision issue. Is there a separate session dedicated to this issue in Buenos Aires?
Now, thank you, Keith. I know there's a GDD track on this, but I don't think there's a separate planned session.
Okay.
Nick or Rob, do you offhand? Sally?
We can table that if we don't know. I guess it's more just a general question.
Tanzanika, can you respond to that, please?
Yes, so name collision turned into what we are calling security and stability on Monday. So that originally was name collision, and they combined the two. So it is being covered.
Okay, but not a separate session dedicated to it. I think that the two issues that Jonathan has referenced and that Olivier alluded to also, the internet governance area, talking about ICANN's role in the greater stage, name collisions are really the key issues. I also think that a discussion of the strategy panels would be probably very important for all of the SOACs. So that would be the other one that I would suggest. I know we're very limited on time. It would be great if this event could have a little bit more time. But those are sort of the hot topics that I see before us.
Thank you, Keith. Again, Jonathan, if I could just go to Christina Rosette, who just joined, if she might have some comments. And while Christina is maybe coming off of mute, Jonathan, please.
Thanks, David. I feel like we're not far apart, the three of us, so it will be interesting to hear Christina or anyone else's input. I think this a couple of themes that strike me. One is certainly, I think Montevideo is shorthand for global internet governance over the next 12 months. So I think, that's really what this is about. It's the evolution of the internet governance framework and ICANN's role in it. It's more, that's the way I understand it, not, Montevideo is just the shorthand for where it's just come out recently. So certainly that seems to be a critical topic. And when I think about Keith making the point about strategy panels, and I think about internet governance, I think one of the things that I'm hearing less of, and I don't want this to be necessarily some sort of taken as an implied criticism, it's just something that in the urgency to deal with many of these things, we're potentially overlooking. I don't hear the word bottom-up very often anymore. And so I think in the context of these two topics, this is an opportunity to sort of recapture some bottom-up input into both of these two critical areas, which have to some extent and perhaps necessarily so been initiated from above, if you like, but I think they could very much do with some bottom-up input. So that's certainly my take on those two. So I welcome the introduction of the strategy panels. Like Keith, we absolutely need to check these points on this list for any potential duplication. Having heard that name collision may be dealt with in the security and stability thing, I think that could be a basis for removing of it. Doesn't suggest in any way reduce its importance. If there's any way you can increase this session to by more than the 90 minutes, and I suspect you can't, but I'll just support that point as well. And finally, I did have policy and implementation on my list, and I'd quite welcome. I understand Olivia's point, and I'm supportive of the fact that I would not like this to be seen as only a GNSO oriented topic, because it's of critical importance to the GNSO, but broader community understanding of and input into that topic. So, how we would structure that, and how we would make sure it remained coherent with the GNSO effort would be important, but I could see that. So really, I suppose that leaves, to sum up, a short list of 4 points that we might want to talk around with some bottom-up input to any of the combination of those that we can settle on. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Jonathan. Christina, are you with us again? If not, I know Lars Johan, our the co-chair of the RSAC, is on the line. And Lars Johan, would you care to comment?
This is Lars Lehmann. I don't know if I can contribute much. I do see the worry about name collisions, and it is indeed an important thing. I know, or at least I believe strongly, that this SAC group is looking into this very carefully. But I do understand that it may have some, how should I put it, some issues where people outside SAC might want to discuss this as well, where there are properties that may need to be brought to SAC's, under SAC's nose to deal with this fully. And maybe it's not only a security and stability issue. But I think it's something that I, especially not in my role as SAC chair, had much to contribute with. I'm happy to discuss it with people, but that would be it would mean that I have my own opinions that are not anchored in any larger group. So thank you.
Lars, thank you very much. And then, again, if Christina wants to make a comment. Okay. So at this stage, we have 4 potential topics, again, which we would look to also share with the group that has not been able to be here. One is, of course, the Internet governance issues, that's evolving a global Internet governance framework. The other one would be the names collision, mitigation risks. A third would be policy and implementation, and the fourth could be the strategic panels, again, looking at what would be of most interest to the broader SOAC community, and noting also that we have a 90-minute time frame here to deal with. Are there any other comments? Jonathan.
David, again, just to reiterate, I think, I mean, I could see us very easily taking up 90 minutes on one topic. I certainly feel that pushing it beyond two would be challenging. I wouldn't mind a comment from Keith. I'm slightly worried about the strategy panels. I can see they're important. I can see they need bottom-up input. I wonder how much we might be able to cover, I suppose, or how we might treat that. And also any thoughts you've got about how we whittle this list down to 4 to 2, or whether there's any way in which we can find other ways of covering all 4 topics.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. I'm thinking out as well, because all 4 topics, I think, are very important. I also sort of wonder whether the policy implementation issue is relevant to enough of the SOACs. So if we're looking at whittling down, while policy and implementation, the ongoing work is critical, I think for many of us, I would like to ask the question of others, or in staff's outreach to the other folks who have not been able to join today, whether that's relevant to enough folks across the SOACs to keep it on the list. But back, Jonathan, back to your question about the strategy panels, maybe that discussion is actually part of the Internet governance discussion, because I think some of the discussions, some of the focus of the strategy panels will be on that issue. So maybe there's a way to draw the strategy panel conversation or review or, you know, dialogue into the discussion of the larger internet governance slash, you know, ICANN's future role, because I do think there's some overlap there. And to your point, Jonathan, I think that there's actually sort of an undercurrent of concern on both of those issues. You know, the latest activities of Fadi and, you know, and staff in terms of, you know, the announcements in Montevideo, the discussions in Brazil, and also the way the strategy panels came about is that they appear to have come from a top-down decision-making without much input from the community. And so maybe the topic for the session should actually be, you know, more focused on the bottoms-up consensus process, community input to ICANN's decision-making. And a couple of subsets of that could be the internet governance issue and the strategy panels. But just thinking out loud. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Keith. We just got a note from Christina, who is unable to talk but is listening in, and the IPC supports the topics that Jonathan and Keith have raised. I just wanted to share that with the rest of the group. I think she sent an email as well. Jonathan?
David, I'm trying to think of a way of how we might move this forward. One option would be to put those four topics into a list and send it out to by email,
right,
and ask people to put a 1, 2, 3, 4 next to each of them and just try and get them in some kind of hierarchy and just whittle them down that way. I'm loath to do it with this lack of sort of sufficient representation on here. I heard the point that Keith made, and it does strike me that, you know, for example, the GNSO has had some reasonably substantial interaction with the CCNSO lately, and our whole mechanism of policy development and the implications of policy is quite different. So whilst I initially was warm to Olivier's suggestion, and I would welcome as much input as possible outside the GNSO into the policy implementation discussion, it may be that that's the basis for potentially culling that topic. But nevertheless, I think the best possible is probably to circulate the four. I understand Keith's point, and I feel very strongly about the bottom-up discussion that should take place, but perhaps we could put that as part of a, you know, rather than make it the topic per se, we could make it, you know, a question or even a point that this is an opportunity, A, to provide bottom-up input, and B, to discuss, you know, in any of the topics we finally settle on, the role of you know, the sort of bottom-up contribution to these.
Great. Thank you, Jonathan. Any other comments? Because what we can do is we can surely quickly take those four topics, the Internet Governance Evolution, Name Collision, Policy and Implementation, the strategic panels, as four topics, and quickly circulate that to those who are not on the call along with this recording and ask them to prioritize it and then get back to the one or two that we would do for the time. If that's agreeable, we as staff are happy to do that and send that around. With that, do we want to move to the topic of format?
David, just real quickly, Olivier raised his hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Olivier, excuse me.
Thank you, David. It's Olivier.
To see you. Please.
Yes, thank you very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. I just wondered, having heard just now, punting the different topics over to the community, I'm not quite sure how are we going to weigh on to which direction this is going, because by the community, do you mean sort of sending it as a public comment request
for everyone I'm sorry,
to
Olivier.
Weigh in?
Just,
or?
No, to the chairs that were, the leaders that were not on the call, just to share it with them. I'm sorry.
Ah, okay. No, because I started thinking, well,
no.
that's a big process to go through this, and I think that we need to isolate the subject as soon as possible, effectively. So, okay, thank you.
I can restrain myself from PDP processes, and I only meant those who are not on the call. If that's an agreement, we will move forward to do that quickly and get back to everyone on the prioritization of those four topics so that we would at least have be able to good clear one or two. Jonathan, your hand's up.
David, only if on moving on now to then the format and thinking about these formats, and I'll go out on a limb here and say that of the paper that Rob prepared, we had a couple of options based on, I think, previous formats. Certainly, I think I leaned towards option two, which was the so-called leader-oriented session, but it didn't have a discussion component, so I'm sure that would be naturally part of the whole thing anyway. The reason why I liked some sort of leader-oriented, as it's called, is that I felt that if there was a short topic introduction with some form of leader statement, it would focus our minds on pre-preparation. The weakness with that is it potentially locks in positions ahead of the discussion. But nevertheless, and you know, if we could frame it that, you know, what's your group's opening position in respect to this, and if we could try and bring and then open it up to discussion, that may be a format that encourages pre-prep and also facilitates good discussion. So I think I've leaned towards option two, but I'd be very interested to hear what anyone else thought of them. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Other comments on the format?
So, David, this is Keith.
Olivier. Keith, go ahead. Then Olivier. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, Olivia. I'm not in Adobe to raise my hand, or at least I haven't. Anyway, apologies. I think it's really critical to have dialogue, and it's very important, I think, for ICANN staff and board to be engaged as well in these conversations. So I'm curious whether, who from ICANN staff, who from the ICANN board is envisioned to be in participation at this particular session. So I guess that's a question that I would pose, and then just to reiterate that I think that to have a dialogue is very important. I agree with Jonathan that it's important to prepare, but I guess I'm not sure whether it's a question of establishing positions beforehand or establishing sort of the right questions to ask the right discussion points to raise. So I would just throw that out for further discussion.
Thank you very much. Olivier, you're next. And we'll get back to the question of who might be on that session. Olivier?
Thanks very much. Thanks very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. Like Jonathan, I would also opt for them to option two. And I agree with Keith that it's really down to fostering dialogue. So no presentations, no statements that are longer than 140 characters in length. Well, maybe a few more than that. In a recent session, George Chodowski in Bali asked for presentations from the different panelists in Twitter format and no longer than one tweet. So it was very quick, very sharp shock, and immediately was fostering dialogue. And I thoroughly agree with regards to the dialogue. I don't know if anyone else on the call here, well, obviously some staff were there back in the days of the SONAC discussions, but there was this thing of having a green paper, a red paper, and I think it was a blue or a white paper to constantly tap the wider community that was sitting in the room as to which way they were leaning and in which direction they preferred. That's something which I found to be very interactive. Obviously, there will be some people in the audience who will want to pick up the microphone and to make statements or ask questions, probably mostly to make statements. I think most people are quite opinionated in this community. But certainly to tap the people that don't have the will to go up to the mic, but to see which direction the room leans is a very good system with the green, blue, and or green, white, and red papers. Thank you.
The polling element is raised by Olivier. Thank you very much. Jonathan?
Yeah, both good points by Olivier. And just to clarify, I wasn't advocating that pre-preparation meant entrenched positions. In fact, if anything, I was very keen on the pre-preparation. In other words, things have been thought through and discussed ideally within the groups, but to the extent that those discussions can then lead to sort of key sensitive points or areas for further discussion, that really would be great to see. And I like Olivia's suggestion that, you know, that there are some formats that could be encouraged which lead to, you know, open discussion and brief input. Thanks.
We'll call it the Twitter format. Understand. Thank you. And we had a note from Christina Rosette. She likes the polling aspect of that. Lars, do you have any? Lars Lehmann, do you have any? Anything you would like to add?
No, I don't at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, the notion of back to Keith's question. You're right in terms of the topic. I know luckily this is not a conflicted session, so board members and senior staff would be available for that, and it would be to for the SOAC chairs to suggest or invite or ask the relevant ones to be there, and we'd be happy to be there as well. I know Chris Despain probably would want to be there and some others, and so that could be the participation based on the topic and kind of a suggestion that they also be there. So we seem to be then focusing on option two with some short statements by the various SOs and ACs on their preliminary comments on this, and then also some polling aspects to the session. And with that, do we think we should want to, include that in our summary of this call and presentation to those that were not on the call so that they would have a final say or input into that? Jonathan?
Yes, David. I mean, I think clearly we need a decision matrix on the topics, and that would be great. I think, you know, we could indicate that we settled on format two, and to the extent that people are happy with that, great. If they have comments, you know, so we could indicate that if that's where we're going as a conclusion, I'd be in favor of doing that.
Okay.
And just to loop back to that point I've made in the comment period, I mean, I think one tweet may be too aggressive on some of these more complex topics. By aggressive, I mean too limiting, but I certainly support the concept that, you know, we might ask people to present their view in 3 to 5 tweets or something like that. So we very much emphasize the limited nature of the, but I think putting in one tweet for such complex topics may be a little bit constraining.
Okay. Then we can, go forward with the general consensus would be on option two with representation from the SOs, ACs in a tweetable but not necessarily that limited fashion, and some polling elements of that. That could be the general consensus of the group at this stage to go forward, and if there were to be violent disagreements, we could come back and look at that. But let's can we all settle on then option two?
That works for me.
Okay, Jonathan?
Yeah, so assuming I think the next part of the format, David, is if you're willing to move on to that, then is the previous sessions.
Correct.
I suppose, I mean, of the three that were presented, and that assumes we're choosing from those three, and I know that's not necessarily the case, but if of the three, I would favor the middle one, the Mexico City one, and I guess that's not inconsistent with what we've discussed. I don't know how we're going to get representation, but I certainly, you know, I would feel, if, for example, there was just one or two from the GNSO, I'd feel quite uncomfortable trying to represent the GNSO, given, as we're all aware, the diversity in there. So I guess in my role, capacity as chair of the council, I would advocate, and this isn't a political point to try and capture more seats for the GNSO, but
a format that, that allows the diversity of the GNSO to be represented, because it's quite difficult to, if the seats get narrowed down too much, to represent adequately GNSO positions. Thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan. To review the Mexico City sessions, any other comments?
David, this is Rob. I shared the various scenarios to show examples, and some of you may actually not have been in leadership roles at the time, but may have participated as an audience member or observed some of these sessions remotely or in the room. I think Jonathan makes a very good point. Doing the math with a 90-minute session, that leaves approximately 10 or 11 minutes for each group if you allow for the, you know, beginning of the session and the wrap-up of the session. So it does limit the speaking opportunities, which favors that Twitter-themed format with short topic statements, at least initially, and then an ongoing dialogue. But I guess it is an issue that you all should be comfortable with in terms of how many folks are sitting on the dais, what you think about leaving any time in the agenda potentially for an open mic where a couple of people could get up and speak. So I think those are just things to keep in mind in terms of being able to have a substantive dialogue. If any of you had a chance to look at some of the previous links, I think what we'll learn going forward is that you'll want to have a bigger window of time for this session, but recognizing the shorter time period that we've got for this reset or this reboot of the activity, it may be a case where you do want to have fewer rather than more participants. If you look in comparison, Cairo, there was a very robust discussion, but that was also because there were only four or five people up on stage. Once you increase that number, it does change the dynamics a bit. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Rob. The other, to avoid the logistics of a huge dais with so many people, one might just consider maybe having the moderator at the table and people in the front to be near the mic to get up and address the group. Might be another way of dealing with the table expansion, if you will. Olivier.
Yes, thank you very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. If I remember correctly, the sessions which took place in Cairo and et cetera were actually roundtable type discussions. Since we are taping those immediately after the opening ceremony, does this mean it would be impossible to get a roundtable sorted out? Because effectively the roundtable was, the table was in the middle and the audience was all around in several layers. That was one thought, and I guess it might be totally impossible to do that. The other one is with regards to a moderator. I don't know whether we've reached that point yet or not.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. I'll comment on this later. Thanks.
Nick or Tanzanika, may you want to address the issue of the staging, how complex it is in that room or not?
Yes, this is Nick. It would be extremely difficult in a very short period of time to change the configuration of the room to set up round tables, I'm sorry to say. It's just the time would not allow.
So, Nick, this is Rob. What will, assuming then that the session will follow along the same lines, what is the staging going to be like for the opening session? And does that favor more David's thought about people coming up to a mic, or is there going to be a table or a couch or something up on a bigger stage where folks will have some mics? I don't want to get into too much of the weeds here for folks and want to resolve the bigger issues, but just to sort of settle that overall view that or vision that folks may want to have of the staging.
Sure. It would be what everyone has typically seen at an opening ceremony, which is a small riser in the front of the room. with table and with push-to-talk mics and a podium with a microphone. We can easily put a floor mic or two on the floor in the aisles, public forum style, so that people can walk up to the microphones on the floor mics and make comments. We can also have handheld mics that we can pass through the room using staff to move those microphones around, and the mics being the speakers being identified by the person running the session. So that would be the basic setup of the room. Conversely, we could probably put a table down on the floor during the short break following the opening ceremony, so that we don't have the panel, if we can call it that at this moment, up on the stage, but rather on the floor closer to the participants. Those would be the two options as I see them.
Right, but in terms of the setup, just as we're leaving the opening session, there would not be, it would just be an open stage, is that right, Nick? And a podium, I suspect.
Yes,
as
we leave the opening ceremony, there will be no tables on the floor. There will typically be tables on the stage, depending on who, what the opening ceremony agenda looks like. So tables on the stage or tables on the floor are both options, but it would be a dais type setup. It would not be a theater in the round, as proposed. And I will do my best to accommodate whatever the request of this group is as far as whether the tables be on the stage or on the floor level with the rest of the delegates.
Right. Jonathan, please.
David, so certainly I see Keith typed into the chat is supporting the availability of microphones, and I'm keen on that as well. I think we should absolutely, you know, encourage input from beyond the pre-prepared input. But it seems to me that we could find a way where we didn't put people up on stage. I like that idea where there's a moderator who calls out the various pre-prepared inputs and then opens it up for further discussion. And if we keep those pre-prepared inputs tight, as we've suggested, in terms of limiting the length, I think we could find something quite fruitful, and especially if we then push that rather than to the 2-minute clock, maybe even doing a 1-minute clock or the tweet format, as we suggested. So we really try and keep something that keeps a crisp and fast-moving interaction that allows for a lot of input given the constraints of the limited time, and that maybe forces people to concentrate their thinking on, you know, focused input. So that I like where we're headed.
Olivier, thank you very much, Jonathan. Olivier.
Okay, David, it's Olivier speaking. I was going to say, since the rooms cannot be changed around and it's in classroom style, so the panelists or chairs of SOs and ACs, whoever they would be, could be on the stage, but the moderator would be on the floor and be able to walk around the room as well, so as to make sure the room is worked in a certain way, and definitely not the system of having the queues with the mics and people waiting in the queue and stuff, because that will just end up as being the ICANN public forum over again. Certainly having the moderator and a handful of people that are passing mics through the audience would definitely be a bit more more interactive. Totally agree with the short statements, nothing big, and just things to generate discussion. And it could well be that, in introducing the subject, the moderator could come up with a few provocative statements that might tintillate the audience into a frenzy. But just get them to wish to say something. So we have something that's highly interactive. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much, Olivier. They're kind of a bit of a reversal. Put the SOAC representatives on the stage, but have the moderator be mobile and interactive and working the audience, so to say, thus avoiding any queues in the aisle. Olivier, would you want to then comment on the possibility we can move to the moderator as part of that, since you raised that issue?
I was just there. Thank you, David. It's Olivia speaking. I was going to suggest a specific person whom I was so impressed with in the times that he was running the show, and that was Patrick Sherry. I don't know whether he's still around, but I remember back in the day being particularly impressed as a measly audience member that he was generating the discussion that was needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier, for our idea of Patrick Sherry, or other ideas, suggestions? Jonathan.
I'm just literally fresh back off the plane from a two-day conference in Munich, which was the New Domains Conference, and they had a former journalist who's did a very good job of previously 2 years ago, and obviously sufficiently good that they got her back. And she had a good way of bringing people in, and was able to, and I've seen, in fact, Nominate in the UK do this as well previously with someone who's still active in the media, and that seemed to work quite well. I think the concern is that somebody knows their subject relatively well, but actually a lot of it is about engaging people and drawing them in and knowing and doing their homework. So I've seen that work well in both instances. So that's something to throw into the mix.
There's, yes, Patrick Sherry or the journalist moderator. We also, Olivia, I'm sorry, you have your hand up.
Old hand, sorry, and I'm not at my computer at the moment, so you can kill
okay.
it. Thanks.
We also have a pretty good in-house fellow in Brad White, and that could also be a possibility as well.
Yeah, someone, I'm Jonathan speaking. Someone like Brad could, I'm sure, could do a very good job. And so, we don't necessarily have to bring someone from the outside. It's more about making sure that the discussion is adequately facilitated and moved on in the right way.
That's right. And in terms of the concern of the moderator having to know a bit about the topic, he would fill that bill quite nicely as well. Are we coalescing around, since our time is coming up short here a little bit, are we coalescing around the possibility of asking Brad White? Olivier.
I'm okay with Brad White, yes, thank you. It's still my old hand.
Sorry, okay, I'll remove it then.
You can tell it, thanks.
Keith?
Yeah, thanks, David. I was sort of thinking through the various options. I'm sure Brad would do a fine job. I guess the key for me, regardless of who the moderator is to make sure that, that the role is to facilitate conversation, to sort of keep keep things moving so we don't get bogged down, or, that the folks keep to their allotted time slots for speaking, but that it's not overly managed.
Right.
So again, regardless of who is the moderator, I think it's critical that the leaders of the SOACs and ICANN staff, board members, can actually have a dialogue. So I'm just a little bit sensitive, generally speaking, to making sure that the discussion is not overly managed or constrained. I think Brad would do a fine job, and probably others would as well. But I just want to put that marker out there. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Keith. Any other comments? I'm aware of the time here, and I know we want to keep it to roughly an hour. Any other final comments? I would say that at this stage, for the timing and the shortness for prep time, I think we might want to look to Brad White as the moderator to make sure that he keeps the topics moving and facilitates conversation. Two, we would look to the logistics of being the representatives of the SOs and ACs on the stage that's already set there. but the moderator moving around and engaging the people there. Make sure that there are a lot of mics on the floor to do that and avoid the queue. The other agreement would be, and we'll circulate this for the rest of the group, obviously, the number two way of organizing the format, as well as then the four topics to be narrowed down to one or two. That's Internet governance evolution, name collision, policy and implementation, and a discussion of the strategic panel. Bearing in mind it would be a bottom-up consensus process involved in all of them as our commentary going forward. With that, I think that would be a summary that we'll provide and quickly circulate to you on this call and to others to quickly finalize those moving forward if that is in agreement with all of you on the call.
Thanks, David. This is Keith. Great summary, and I support what you just said. Thanks.
Thank you. With that, I'm sorry I'm 4 minutes over the time slot. I want to thank everyone. I'm serving as your a person for the SOs and ACs to make sure that this becomes a fruitful and interesting session. I think it's a great opportunity for the SOAC leaders to be part of this and to thank Nick Tommaso for the idea of opening this up in such a way, and possibly with Buenos Aires, this could be a larger session and a more fruitful session indeed about the topics that you're talking about and the formats we can test to be sure. So with that, I will just open it for last words with my SO and AC leaders if they want to say anything. If not, we will conclude the call and proceed to circulate quickly a summary of this, of the directions we're leaning toward, and to make sure that the others who are not on the call can have an input and we'll move forward quickly.
Yeah, thanks, David. This is Keith. I'll just say that I support the reintroduction of this session as an effort to try to break down the silos. I think that's a conversation that we've been having now for sort of many months, and I think this is a great step forward in that regard. So thanks.
Thank you very much, Keith, and I see Olivier and Jonathan. We're happy to thank them for their contributions. Christina, if you're on the call, thank you. Lars Johan, I appreciate your involvement, as well as my ICANN staff colleagues who helped to make this possible and make, I think, this SOAC Monday event an interesting and informative and interactive session for our entire community. So with that, I thank everyone, and we'll be in touch with you and looking forward to a great session in Buenos Aires. With that, we can end the recording, and I thank everyone for their participation.